Well, as parts of the country relax social distancing efforts, many health experts are also calling for better testing to keep the virus from roaring back. Researchers in the UK recently looked at the role of testing in controlling the spread of COVID-19, and they found that the effectiveness of widespread testing is not just about the volume of tests, but who actually gets tested. We're joined on Skype by Nicholas Grasley. He's a professor of infectious disease and vaccine epidemiology at Imperial College London. And professor, first off, is the US doing enough testing right now?
Yeah, so I think the US got off to a slow start, as you're aware, but did very rapidly accelerate. And now I think the US is doing more tests than any other country in the world daily. So over 150,000 tests each day. If we think of that as number of tests per person, it puts it sort of doing slightly better than here in the UK and kind of on a par with many other countries globally. So the US did very effectively catch up during March and into April. And in fact, what we're finding now is that both countries have more testing capacity in their laboratories than is actually being utilized. So here in the UK, we have about double the testing capacity that we're actually making use of. So what we really need is a national testing strategy on who we're giving these tests to and how to get the tests to those people.
Your report says testing is most important for patients and healthcare workers and other high-risk groups. Are those groups getting tests at adequate rates here in the U.S. based on your research?
Yes, so both in the US and the UK, healthcare workers who are showing symptoms of COVID-19 are number one priority for testing. What we investigated in this paper was also whether regular screening of healthcare workers and other at-risk groups, irrespective of their symptoms, could additionally catch infections that are either asymptomatic and also healthcare workers who might be pre-symptomatic, so they're infected but they're not yet sick from the virus. So with weekly screening of healthcare workers, we could catch infections that are either pre-symptomatic or not causing symptoms and isolate those healthcare workers and other at-risk groups so that they don't infect one another and infect patients. We know that healthcare workers are disproportionately represented in the burden of COVID cases. So in Europe, between 4 and 19% of all COVID cases, depending on the country, have been among healthcare workers. If we can detect their infections early, we can identify those who may become sick and prevent further transmission. I would recommend that we pilot doing this and we see how much infection we find before scaling it up to a national level.
Oh, I see. But how effective would more widespread testing have been here in the United States, say, 3 months ago in January?
Yeah, well, it's a difficult question. Certainly, testing is important when there are few imported cases that need to be detected, their contacts traced and isolated. But the number of infected individuals coming into the U.S. in the early part of this year, it would have been hard to stop most of those infections coming into the U.S. Estimates have been put out that suggest only about a third of those infections would have been caught by a system of screening. So I think whilst testing is useful in establishing the early spread, I don't think it would have been effective in stopping the epidemic that we're now seeing in the U.S.
You know, we've been talking a lot about antibody testing. Is that more effective in the general population at controlling the spread, especially as parts of the U.S. start to reopen businesses and really encourage people to relax social distancing?
Yeah, so antibody testing has been proposed as a way of allowing a return to work of people who have those antibodies. So they've been infected, they've recovered, and they show signs of immunity. So these have been called immunity passports. The idea being that they could safely go back to work. And this could apply to healthcare workers, but it could also apply in the general population. There are, however, some significant technical, ethical, and legal challenges to implementing such a scheme. First of all, the tests simply aren't that good at the moment. We need tests that are sensitive and specific. And unfortunately, the tests we have at the moment do risk the chance of falsely indicating a positive antibody status when that person doesn't have antibodies. So there's a risk that you issue an immunity passport to someone who's not acquired antibodies and then may not be immune. One of the second challenges relates to the fact that we don't know whether actually the development of antibodies in blood is in fact protective against COVID-19 if you're subsequently exposed. We know that as your antibodies rise, the virus is cleared from blood. But when you're next exposed to the virus, it's not clear yet whether you're protected and also for how long this immunity might last.
That's Dr. Nicholas Grassley, Professor of Infectious Disease and Vaccine Epidemiology at Imperial College London. Nicholas, thank you so much for sharing your work with us.
Thank you very much, Tonya.